The Holy Gospel for Palm Sunday is recorded in St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with the first verse. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, to all the children out there today, no matter what your age, we're going to have now a little children family time. And this morning we're going to talk about Palm Sunday. And I must admit, I am missing you today. I'm missing that Palm Parade. You know, a pastor has to wait a whole year for that. And it always brings joy to me when the children come into the sanctuary waving their palms and shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna!" It's a palm parade. But today, we don't have it. But Gracia put on our website this week, on our Facebook page, a couple of options for you to do as family. You can cut out your own palm, or you can do some creative things with construction paper. Get them together and wave them. We're having a parade today, a parade. I remember when I was little in Wollaston, I couldn't wait for band day. Always held Mother's Day weekend in May. Started back in the 20s. And when I was little, I couldn't wait for that parade. The only problem when you're a kid is being able to see the parade. But I was lucky. I had help so that I could see. And this morning, I'm borrowing my daughter's moose. The moose will be me when I was a kid. When I would go to band day in Wollaston, my dad or my grandpa would pick me up and would put me on his shoulders. Then I could see. But also, then I got scared because I was up so high. And even though I was excited to see, I was scared. But then I remembered my dad or my grandpa had a firm hold on my legs. And I was safe. I was gripped. I was held. I'm reminded this morning of a song by Josh Groban, "You Raise Me Up." And one of the lines in that lyric is this: "I am strong when I am on your shoulders." So maybe today, at home, you can have a palm parade. And if you're a little person, maybe a big person in your house can pick you up and put you on his or her shoulders and hold your legs tight, and you'll feel safe. That's what I want you to remember today when life is scary. Jesus has you on his shoulders. He has a firm hold on you, and he's not going to let go. Remember that. Some of the earliest Christian art from the second century in Rome shows Jesus carrying a lamb on his shoulders. Even back then, it was important to know that you were held, that you were safe. And so, if you feel scared this morning, remember, Jesus has you on his shoulders. He has a firm grip on you, and he will not let you go. Have a great Palm Parade today. Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Reverend Caroline Lewis, the Associate Professor of Preaching at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, commented last week on what she has observed on social media over the last several weeks. The shared comments from everyone that, quote, "This is the Lentiest Lent I have ever Lented." To which she adds, "This is the holiest week I have ever holied." My personal comment has been that this Lent has been surreal. So what did you give up for Lent this year? Well, I think that's been replaced with, what didn't I give up for Lent this year? Now, Pastor Brian Knutson, in his Bible study for Palm Sunday, which you can find on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, alludes to the fact that on Palm Sunday, all of our human emotions are out there as we begin Holy Week in what he labels compare and contrast. Devotion, desertion. Faith, fear. Belief, unbelief. Sincerity, hostility. In all of what is unfolding in our gospel text today, sides are being taken, and they were taken centuries and centuries ago. I'd like to focus this morning on one verse from the gospel reading in St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. The whole city was in turmoil. We can relate. Centuries and centuries later, today as we gather, I would say that we are in turmoil. Turmoil has one common denominator. It can bring out the best in people, and it can bring out the worst in people. Watching the news every day, I am brought to tears by people that are risking their own lives for the lives of others, the first responders, those who provide essential services, those who go to work in places that everyone else is told to stay away from, the best in people. And then I remember this past Wednesday, April 1st, when police were called to Cashwise Food in Moorhead, Minnesota, at 1:30 in the afternoon, when a man who was shopping there allegedly coughed and coughed on an employee. When another employee came to assist, the shopper said that racial minorities were to blame for the coronavirus crisis. The employees involved were of Asian and African American descent. Apparently, Minnesota Nice was put on the shelf that day. The worst in people. The whole city was in turmoil. As we look at all of this today, I find it interesting that Jesus enters Jerusalem. In the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, the words assigned to people and places not only identify them, but also give us a snapshot into their identity. Jacob, in Hebrew, one who cheats. He lives up, or should I say, down to his true identity when he steals his brother Esau's identity. Esau, in Hebrew, means hairy one. And so Jacob glues animal fur on his arms so his blind father Isaac, on his deathbed, feels his hairy arms and gives him the blessing, even though he was not the firstborn son. Yes, he cheats. Laban, whose name in Hebrew means slick one, sends his daughter Leah into Jacob's tent when Jacob was expecting Rachel. Rachel, whose name in Hebrew means beautiful one upon the meadow. Leah, whose name in Hebrew means weak-eyed or heifer-like. Yes, Laban was slick, all right. He knew what he was doing. But for me, the most provocative illustration is of the cities. Bethlehem, in Hebrew, the house of bread. How appropriate that Jesus, the bread of life, is born in the house of bread. But what of Jerusalem? Jerusalem in Hebrew means the city of peace, but it does not have its identity in our reading today. Even the city of peace is in turmoil. This morning, we find ourselves in turmoil as we enter this holiest of weeks. Comparison and contrast at work again. In this holy week, palms meet passion. Triumph gives way to torture. Celebration turns to crucifixion. The best and the worst of human behavior. Save us! Kill him! It may not sound like it, but it's good news for us today. When we can see the best of ourselves at the Mount of Olives, waving palms, cheering, Jesus, save us, we see how much we need him. Likewise, when we see the other side, the worst of our human behavior, then we know how much we need him. I'd like to close this morning with a quote from Ernest Hemingway. The world breaks everyone, and afterward many are strong at the broken places. Remember the lyric I used for our children family time today from the song, You Raise Me Up? The first line is, I am strong when I am on your shoulders. It finishes with, you raise me up to more than I can be. We lay down our palms today. But Jesus will lay down his life for us this week. And in so doing, he will raise us up to more than we can be. As we gather today, as God's people in turmoil, let Jesus put you on his shoulders. Let Jesus hold you close. And remember, we have been raised up to more than we can be. Thanks be to God. Amen.